Welcome to Minority Landlords Podcast, your manual to financial freedom. Are you looking to escape the 9-to-5 rat race? Do you want to earn passive income while building generational wealth for you and your family and don't know how to get started? Well, you're at the right place. Here at Minority Landlords, we're here to help educate minorities about real estate investing. And now your host, Pepe Amoti.
Hey everyone, it's your host Pepe with the 36th, yes, 36th episode of, that was actually tongue twister, 36th episode of Minority Landlord Podcast. And in today's episode, I'll be talking about the Fed's rate hike. As y'all might know by now, the Fed have been hiking interest rates for the sake of cooling down this crazy inflation issue that we've been having. For those that don't understand inflation, I think I did an episode on it about a couple of months ago. Basically, see it as in when supply is low and demand is high. And right now, as y'all might have seen on the news or when you go make any kind of purchases, pretty much, you have been paying a little bit more than before. This craziness started last year, and we've been seeing the momentum keep going up this year as well, and we should expect that to keep going probably until early next year. One of the main drivers of this current inflation, as we know, is COVID, which has caused supply shortages in the last couple of years. And surprisingly, in spite of COVID, there's been pretty good job growth and consumer spending due to all the printed money that the government did, to name a few, that has actually led us where we are right now. These all sound more like demand pull inflation, since it's the demand, right? For example, what I had mentioned in the previous episode about the state of the market with the low inventory and lot of people with cash, that's pushing homeowners to overprice the value of their home due to demand, right? But on the other hand too, it's not all demand pull inflation that's leading up to where we are at right now. Most of us have seen crazy high gas costs, for example, right? For me, it's first time in my entire lifetime that I've bought a gallon of gas for $5. Well, now that's the norm everywhere, pretty much, even $6, $7 some places. Gas issue is not a demand issue. It is more of a cost push inflation, since cost of production of producing gas is much higher right now due to several factors such as the supply chain disruptions due to COVID, increased demand for gas, since most people are now just driving to vacation spots, making it very hard for gas companies to keep up with the demand. Right. Also, there's also this whole issue with the war in Ukraine and whatnot. Anyways, back to the interest rate. As some of you all are aware, the Fed made highest interest rate hike yet, rising the interest rate by 0.75%, which, looking at historical data, that's the highest they've hiked interest rates since 1994, which is crazy. And they are projecting mortgage rates will actually surpass the 7%, which I think is crazy. As of right now, a 30-year fixed mortgage rate is hovering at about 6.6%, depending on your credit score. If it's good, and those with shabby credit scores of below 700, expect right now at this moment to be getting a mortgage with an interest rate of at least 7% plus at the moment on a 30-year mortgage. So, big question I keep being asked, is it a good time to buy? Well, like I said in a previous episode, I personally won't buy unless I'm buying in areas where price is low and there's good cash flow to offset the high mortgage. But overall though, the way the market is going, it's almost impossible to make deals that make sense, if I'm being very frank with you folks. My recommendation would be, if you can't find a good deal, there's still a possibility of finding deals out there. But if you cannot find it, don't just buy to buy. Be bold enough to always walk away if the number do not make any sense, so that you don't end up putting yourself in a hole. So hold on until the Fed fix these whole rate issues. I think they'll keep raising it for quite some time in order to cool this inflation issue off a little bit. That's basically what they're doing. They're trying to increase interest rates so that y'all can slow down and be discouraged from making big purchases and pull back from overspending. So I wouldn't really buy right now with the Fed trying to fix things, unless if you find a really great deal. So just hold tight, wait until things cool down a little bit, the prices and the rates, and trust me, this won't go on forever. It will be a few months or for the rest of this year. I'm pretty content unless COVID increases or monkeypox gets out of control out of nowhere or anything crazy happens. Things should be able to cool down to a pretty decent level early to mid next year. As for me, no more acquisition for the rest of the year. Time to just work hard, decrease cost and increase profitability on current portfolios and take it easy until things cool off. And I really recommend to other people to do the same thing. But like I said, there's still deals out there. There is, it's just not as much. So the likelihood of you taking some really bad deals is pretty high. But if you can find a good deal again, go for it. All right. Also, just want to say, I know it's a tough time for most people, not just in business, but also in our personal lives. We are all dealing with a lot, if I'm being frank. With COVID still lingering, mental health off the roof, gas prices so high, so much craziness happening in this country and across the world every single day. Whether it's wars, gun violence, racial issues, poverty, addiction, and so much. But my message to all of us is to just hang in there. I know it's tough doing so. Even today, I'm recording this podcast today, Sunday, June 19th, and as we know, it's Father's Day. Just like most holidays, this one is another very tough hallmark holiday for a lot of people, especially for our Black and Latino communities. I'm not dismissing other races too, but focusing on where their numbers is the highest. Right. Statistics says over 65% of Black children are raised by single parents, and right after it are Latinos with over 40% of children in single family parents. And 1 in 10 of those Black fathers are in prison. And today being Father's Day, I just want to simply and straightforward say Happy Father's Day to every single person that I've ever fathered. And I don't want to talk to only so-called quote-unquote perfect fathered by community standard, non-good or perfect because of their perfect habits, their perfect past, never broken any rules. But I want to peel past that bogus mask, and I just want to talk more to the fathers that feel non-deserving and the children of those that feel like they are shortchanged with the kind of father they have or had. To all the fathers that feel non-deserving, I want to say that you are appreciated. Your situation does not make you any less of a father. You might be in prison right now, or barely at home because you work so hard to keep your family afloat and are filled with guilt and are discouraged today because no one appreciates your hard work. No one pours into you. No one sees your unending sacrifices. But I want to tell you that you are appreciated. You might have been abused and repeated the cycles and abused your kids as well, but you've gotten help and have changed and became a better man and are now trying the hardest you could be to be a better father as well, but your kid or family and society can't give you another chance, no peace, because everybody is still healing from the scars of the abuse that you caused, and you lay in bed every day crying in the middle of the night. And the pain is even worse today because you know that you are a changed man, and deep inside you know that you are. But I want to tell you to hang in there and that you are appreciated. Don't give up on yourself because your story is complicated. Don't. To all the fathers that feel non-deserving today, don't give up on yourself. You are appreciated. Your past doesn't make you any less of a father. Your situation doesn't make you any less of a father. You are appreciated and you are honored. And to the ladies, give us a chance to be fathers. Don't distance fathers from kids, from their kids, just because they are or were a bad husband or boyfriend or partner. That does not necessarily mean they are or they'll be a bad father as well. And finally, to the children around the world and in our neck of the woods that woke up today seeing on your friends' social media feeds showing how amazing all their fathers are, and you are having a hard day today because of the death of your father, or your father abused you, or your father left you, and many other cycles of dysfunctions that you might have gone through, I want to tell you that you are not alone. There's millions of people out there dealing with the same thing. Don't let the social media fool you to think that you are alone. And in this day, I pray that you all have and find peace. If it is something that you can, that can be changed, or there's room and opportunity for forgiveness and amendment that can restore that relationship with your father, I wish that for you today. All right, folks, thank you all for listening. And until next time, stay hungry.
Thank you for listening to Minority Landlords Podcast. Please like and subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes so that we can reach as many people as possible. We will appreciate it if you tell your friends and family too about the podcast. Also visit us at MinorityLandlords.com.